Very nice.
Yeah, lovely. So we're going to be giving the Cuvée Sans Debut Cru Napa Valley Los Carneros Pinot Noir 2022 a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
So we're getting to our next winery. We're going to have Justin tell us about that.
So Davis Estates was founded in 2011 by former tech executive Mike Davis and his wife Sandy when they purchased land from the Save family that had previously been part of a winery with roots dating back to 1900. The following year, they purchased adjacent property to make up the 155 acres of the current estate. The original barn that's on the property dates back to 1916, so the Davis family designed all the new buildings they had to blend in with the old barn. In 2016, they completed the caves, the winery, and the visitor center. Their vineyards consist of Cabernet Sauvignon, Petit Syrah, and over 35-year-old Cabernet Franc vines. They also source fruits from other premium Napa vineyards. First, we're going to talk about the Davis Estates Napa Valley Sauvignon Blanc 2022. It's 13.2% alcohol by volume. It's aged 9 months, 8% neutral French oak, 92% stainless steel. I definitely got pineapple and lemon curd on the nose. It's very well balanced. It's sweet. It's fruity. The finish has a nice minerality to it. It's a good melon. It's a beautiful wine to be greeted with at the door if you get to go to this estate, so that you can get into some heavier stuff after. But it's a great way to start.
You been there?
A wine session, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you guys went really last nice. Time? Yeah. I'm so jealous. So jealous.
Yeah, it's a beautiful property. If you make it, it's a smaller property, which is what, you know, I enjoy. The smaller ones much more than the bigger ones. You know,
that's what your wife says too.
Beautiful room in the back for their Phase 5 club.
She doesn't want to make them
back
feel bad.
Into the mountain. So, yeah, if you can get there, definitely check them out. It's worth the trip for sure. But I don't know. You keep saying sweet and fruity. That's yeah. Yeah, that's why I think of you as sweet and fruity.
What do you think about the wine, Bob?
It's a fair opinion.
I think the wine's lovely. It's got a nice color to it. There's a little bit of white gold around the edge. It's got a nice nose.
It's young. It's got some green glints too.
There's some citrus in there, some lime, a little grapefruit on the palate. On the palate, again, really well put together, really well balanced, not overly acidic, just enough. The citrus shines through on this. There's definitely a minerality on the back palate, especially after the swallow and in the finish. It's got a nice finish on it. I mean, it's a medium to long finish, especially for a Sauv Blanc. I think they did a good job. I think this one was really well put together. And I'm not a big Sauv Blanc guy. I'm like you. I prefer my Sauv Blanc to come from France.
Sancerre.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I have to agree with you, Bob. But this is a great example of modern Sauvignon Blanc from California, where they've gotten away from using so much freaking oak. I don't like oaked Sauvignon Blanc.
No, that's weird.
Yeah, it is weird.
No, this is well done.
And here's a commercial.
Here's a commercial.
It's not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, and keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. My hand is yours forever, sweetly.
we're back, and Harm was rapsing poetic.
Waxing rhapsodic. I said waxing rhapsodic, and you couldn't get it out because you've been drinking too much, Bob.
Yeah, and your point?
I've been spitting. I've got a big old spit bucket next to me because I've got to go to work after this. But no, nobody else has to. These guys are drinking on the in the afternoon. The conceit is that we drink in the middle of the night in the basement. There are no basements in South Florida, kids.
Well, there's holes in the ground. There's holes in the ground in Florida lined with concrete, but we call them pools.
Yes, that's true. But it's a beautiful afternoon, windy and sunny, and it's when are we recording this? We're still March. And it's 82 degrees outside. Envious. We're having good wine. So this is a beautiful wine, and I was saying this is a great example of modern California-style Sauvignon Blanc, where they've pulled back from using too much damn oak. We're not trying to be New Zealand, where it's over-the-top fruity. It's the super high acidity. We don't have the soil to go like the French-style Sauvignon Blancs like from Sancerre, which I love. Yeah. You've got all those fossils in the soil, all those shells, the marine sediment that gives you that great minerality, but you have similar soil, but not quite the same. The nose here does remind me a little bit of New Zealand I get notes of gooseberry. I mean, a hint of yellow grapefruit, gooseberry, pineapple, lime notes, lime peel. But where it's different is the acidity is way pulled back from New Zealand style. It's much more balanced. You're getting apple notes instead of pineapple and guava, or what would you get in New Zealand?
Green apple.
Kiwis.
You get kiwi, but there's other notes. I'm trying to think. It's eluding me right now.
Brussels sprouts.
Yeah, I've been drinking too. Sorry.
Well, but Harm, as you said, this wine is an American Sauvignon Blanc, and I've always found the American Sauvignon Blancs, when done well, are a step above.
I haven't had a well-done American Sauvignon Blanc until the last 10 years. Before that, right. They were all mediocre.
Correct. That problem has been there have been a lot of mediocre, so they're very polarizing in the U.S., whereas New Zealand, you can just throw a stone and you're going to find one that's drinkable.
Exactly.
So this is well done.
You're going to get those high acidity, beautiful grapefruit, gooseberry, herbal notes. You'll get basil. You'll get all those fresh cut grass. Mm-hmm. You're not getting that here. You're getting different notes, but it's still identifiable with Sauvignon Blanc.
For me, this wine had the biggest transformation from bottle to appreciation. When we first poured it, it was not blisteringly cold, but it was definitely too cold. And it's warmed up from being overchilled to being room temperature. But it's aerated, and time and oxygen and temperature have done it well. And for me, it's gone from just there to really being something special and nice. And I would say that this is one of those American Sauvignon Blancs that's very well done. And I agree. It doesn't need the oak. I agree with you. I think the oak, when you add oak to Sauvignon Blanc, it gets weird. This is Sauvignon Blanc at its finest from Napa Valley. And I think it's a beautiful way to start a meal or an afternoon.
And there's nothing wrong with the New Zealand style. I mean,
No.
That's and it fits their climate. It fits their soil. And it's
I love New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc with oysters and things like that, but I would do this with shrimp.
Yeah, this is a different animal.
Shrimp or lobster.
This is a step up.
This is really captured the American style, and I think it's extremely well done. But again, it's coming from Davis Estates, and we've been to that property before, so it's not surprising to me that we would get something that good from them. So we're going to be giving the Davis Estates Napa Valley Sauvignon Blanc 2022 a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
So let's go to our next wine. We're going to have Maury tell us about that one.
Thank you, Bob. The next wine is the Davis Estates Zephyr Napa Valley 2019. It's 15% ABV, 54% Cabernet Sauvignon, 28% Cabernet Franc, 16% Merlot, 2% Petit Verdot. It's been barrel aged for 29 months in 55% new French oak.
How's the wine?
This wine has a beautiful, dark, brooding, inky color. On the nose, leather, cherry, hints of cocoa powder. It's got a lot going on. On the palate, it's lush, mouth coating. It's got lots of fruit. It's definitely earthy. It's got some dark baking chocolate, some cherry, hints of cinnamon. The tannins are soft yet refined. And for me, the finish just goes on and on. I thought this was a delightful wine. I really enjoyed it. I think the stuff coming out of Davis Estate has really been amazing. And I'm excited to see what else they have to come. But I really adored this wine very, very much. What'd you think, Harm?
I don't think you missed anything. You pretty much hit all the notes. It's purple like a bruise. Then it's all about black cherry.
Thank you, Justin. Moving all right along.
Yeah, it's
beautiful.
What was that? Wright said. What was the name of that? That movie.
Wright said Winona, Fred. No, he's the guy who sings "I'm Too Sexy for My Body."
Winona Ryder's in the movie, and there's like this ghost haunting or something. She shows him a dress. He goes, "It's purple like a bruise. It looks great on you."
Beetlejuice?
No, it wasn't Beetlejuice.
Sounds like it would be.
Sounds like Beetlejuice.
Yeah, but it wasn't Beetlejuice. Anyway, this is a black cherry bomb. You said cocoa powder or something, baking chocolate. Yeah. It's there. It's got lots of depth to it, and the tannins are really well integrated. They're there. They give you good grip, but they're so well integrated with the fruit. They're still soft. I got a hint of menthol on the retronasally as I exhaled. And the finish is quite long. Justin, what do you think?
C-O-L-A cola. Cherry cola.
Cherry cola? Yeah. Yeah,
got that. I got a new car smell.
Don't give up your day job for singing. Don't.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough.
Kinks, right? Kinks.
Yeah.
Ray Davies just turned over song. In his grave, and the guy's not even dead yet. So.
Oh, you're not supposed to sing about Lola anymore. Trans.
Was that right?
Yeah. Sorry, man.
I didn't get the memo.
I'm going to sing what I want to sing.
There you go.
Yeah, I don't care.
I thought the song honored Lola.
It did.
So I don't see a problem with it. The singer obviously admired Lola. But anyway, the finish was really pleasant. It was like fruit slowly morphing into leather. This is like some serious cigar room wine.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Good call. Definitely with a cigar. And I usually don't drink wine with cigars.
Monte Cristo.
No, but you're right. This Cuban actually would Cohiba. Go well in a cigar lounge.
Yeah.
I'll give
hold
that.
Up. Yeah. I'm just drinking more now. It's really good.
Bob?
Yeah,
Bob?
Just so yummy. Again, cherries, dark fruit, old worn leather.
But it also benefited from air and time in the glass.
Well,
I felt that this wine was a bit tight when it came out of the bottle, and it's really blossomed.
This is a wine where we could have aerated this twice more and be fine.
Yes.
With the earlier ones, they weren't built to stand up to this. Here's where it comes down to
it. I think we burned the Segezos, because I've had Segezo in the past.
Segezio. There's an I.
Whatever you want. And
A-O.
And I think, you know, and it's always been better than the two that we just had. So I think these were open too soon. This wine was aerated 4 times.
It's still, this wine has years and years to consume.
Out of the bottle into a decanter, out of the decanter into the bottle, and then back and forth again. So 4 times this thing went through the aerator. And it's still huge.
Yeah.
And I did it for, because I've had both of these before and I know how huge they are. So and it didn't hurt this one again. Like you said, I think I could pour it out of the bottle and back into the bottle through the aerator again, and it's probably just get better.
I mean, this wine's probably got another 10 years.
Oh, easily.
At least.
Please. 10? 10, I think it'll be at peak, but yeah, but just so well done. It's just the palate.
It did improve a lot since the first time we tasted it, and now coming back to it, so we're doing the show.
Mm-hmm.
It just keeps getting better.
Mm. It's dark. It's earthy. The fruit is still there, especially in the front palate. But, oh, bottle, and the grip on it is just so
gentle
but firm. It's just, oh yeah, this one is absolutely delicious. I don't know about you guys,
gentle but firm, baby.
Well, we're going to be giving the Davis Estates Zephyr Napa Valley 2019 a well-deserved
We've increased the rating since we first rated this. Yeah. This one just keeps getting better.
Yeah. If we stayed here for the rest of the night with the rest of the bottle, it might get to 12. So,
well, speaking of getting better, what else you got, Bob?
Well, our next wine is their top dog, their Tetico V, which is the Davis Estates Phase 5 Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon 2019. It's 15% ABV, 100% Cabernet Sauvignon. The vineyards are Davis Estates, Azalea, and Beatty. Aged 22 months in 500-liter French oak puncheons, 75% new. And again, this is the one when you go into their special club room inside the mountain, they have the barrels lined up in a circle around the glass tasting room. It's stunning. But the color on this... This is darker than an IRS agent's heart. I mean, it's just...
All four that are left.
Inky and black and beautiful and just... Oh, God, light barely comes through it. It's just... It's opaque as hell. On the nose... Mm, the cedar is definitely there. There's an herbalness. There's forest floor. Dark red fruit. And on the palate, it's just layers and layers and layers of happiness. There's a real sharp minerality on the front palate, but there's blackberries, a little bit of currant, a little bit of blueberry, just a tiny sliver of the blueberry. It just coats the mouth like paint. I mean, it's front, back, top, sides. And the finish on this one just goes on and on and on. It's fantastic. This is, this is the wine of the day. So what do you think, Justin?
This wine reminds me of Sybil. Has a different personality every time you encounter it. But all of them are entertaining.
So you mean Harm's first wife?
I haven't met Harm's first wife.
Why are we talking about my first wife today? What's going on, man?
Would you rather talk about your current wife?
Yeah, we can talk about her, too.
I love my current wife. She's awesome. I'll hear nothing but great things to say
about
her.
But you have to go home to her. So if we talk about the first one, it's okay.
That's right. Thank you. So, Sybil, you were saying?
Yeah. So it's like Sybil, different personality every time you encounter it. But... all of them are fun.
Wow, that's pretty profound.
Yeah. last wine of the day was
some jokes about crazy women I can't make on the air, so they're the most fun, right?
Well, let's say this. I thought this wine as Bob alluded to, is the wine of the day. It's definitely the epitome of what a classic, well done Napa Valley 100% Cabernet Sauvignon should be. This wine is singing today. I do love my Napa Cabs Young. I think this wine will last for many, many years, probably 1 to 2 decades at least. But I think there's nothing wrong with drinking it now. I think it's delicious today. I think it's going to evolve. I don't know that it's necessarily going to get better. It depends what you like in a wine. For me, I like them young with the fruit forward and the tannins.
I bet you do.
And you know, I haven't made a single joke about this yet, and he's said it a couple times now.
Okay. I think this wine is beautiful. It's ready to go right out of the bottle. You can drink it today. You can save it for many years to come for special occasions. It's the pinnacle of what Davis Estates has created. And I'm thrilled to be sharing it today. So thank you, Bob. And thank you to Davis Estates for providing it for the show. Harm? Go ahead, make your jokes. At the expense of the wine.
I'm not going to throw stones. I live in a glass house. I paint a big enough target on myself. I'm not going to take advantage of yours.
Thanks.
The you're
so sweet.
Striking aromas in this wine is the cedar. Normally, I don't like a lot of cedar in a cab, but this one is so well balanced and so perfumey and beautiful. Baked fig, cedar, and there's a little mushroomy note, and I got a little tang of sea salt, like a little salt air, and that follows through, like Bob said, on the palate.
Minerality, yeah.
I got it on my nose. It was so strong. This is so gorgeous. I need this wine in my life, and this is my first time trying this.
Yeah, mine too.
And I really... Bob and Justin got to visit Davis Estates when they were in California a couple months ago.
Your knuckles had this before.
I wasn't on the episode last time. Maybe you guys had it before, but I didn't have this one. First time I've had Phase 5, and I'm so happy to have it today.
It's a stunning winery. I mean, just everything we've had from them has been off the charts good. So, and small, which is the key, you know, when it's a small family kind of winery like that.
Good and small, like your wife likes.
Yeah, exactly. Gives me a place to go. All right, so we're going to be giving the Davis Estates Phase 5 Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon 2019, obviously, 5 sips.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. And it's 5 because I don't have a button here for 6. So I want to thank everybody for joining me today. Thank you, Justin.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Thank you, Maury.
Thank you, Bob. Another spectacular day in the basement.
And thank you, Harb.
Thank you, Bob. This show went to 11.
Didn't it, though?
Let me tell you, Spinal Tap 2 is coming out.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so excited.
This summer. Ooh. It's coming, baby.
Derek St. Hubbins is back, baby. Derek St. Hubbins is back.
Turn the amplifier to 11.
Well, do you have a problem? I have a problem, the fact that our stage props were trodden on by a dwarf. For Sip Says and Smokes, this is Madman Bob. I want to thank you for joining us today. And remember, life is too short to drink bad wine. And if you're drinking this Phase 5, you are not drinking bad wine.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone, play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions,
and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
Been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, SFU's community radio station, broadcasting live from Burnaby, BC.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. This is Leslie, host of Typically Tuesdays on Mondays at 3 p.m. Thanks for choosing to spend your time with us here at CJSF 90.1 FM. We know there are lots of options out there, and we're proud to bring you a wide variety of music and voices every day. So once again, thanks for listening.
telephone is pain.